talking about Boy Scouts. How's it going? Stephen Hoyt, the CEO of the Seneca Waterway Council, Boy Scouts of America. And we have a Scout mom, Kaylee Roderick.
How you doing? I'm good. How are you?
Oh, thank you for having us.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So first and foremost, I guess, is it membership drive? Is this traditionally a membership drive time?
Yeah, you know, coming back out of COVID, we're kind of back into more traditional routines. But usually September is kind of the biggest month of the year when, you know, kids join scouting, followed by October, that 2-month window. Kids can join scouts any time of the year, any four of the programs we run. But for the most part, most kids start right at the beginning of the school
back
year.
Back to school, kind
Absolutely.
Of. Right? Yeah. So now, Kaylee, how long has your son been in scouts?
About 3 to 4 years. We were actually a family that started in the middle of the year, so I can attest to you can sign up at any time.
And you're in the city?
We are, yes.
Pack 152, I heard.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. I'm reading my notes. So what brought you to bring your son into the scouting initially? What was the, you know, what made you want to do it?
Yeah, so I'm a single mom, and my whole mission as a mom is to raise a well-rounded person that will care about other people and the environment that he lives in. And I just saw that Scouts was a really great way to do that, a great avenue to continue helping that mission. And there's a lot of things that I wanted to make sure that he learned about that I might not have the tools or knowledge to do. So Scouts is kind of, for me, the embodiment of it takes a village.
Oh, there you go. I like that. You brought along a good one here, Steve.
That's why you started with her this morning, right? Absolutely.
So let me ask you this. With the pandemic that you just mentioned, what couldn't you do this year?
Yeah, so coming through this last, 18 months or so, we could do everything. However, for younger kids, Cub Scouting, you know, virtual Cub Scouts is kind of like school, and that was really rough. So a lot of our Cub Scouting groups really kind of slowed down or came to a stop. But our older kids, our Scouts program, Scouts BSA program, which is boys and girls, they're not co-ed, they're separate groups. But the ingenuity to continue programs in the backyard campouts, and you get kids doing programs via Slack and Zoom at the same time. They're doing cooking contests and things like that in their backyard. It's just amazing what some of the older kids did to keep program vibrant.
Right.
So as we kind of go through COVID and registration, the Cub Scout numbers nationwide went down through COVID, which you would expect. Scouting numbers held their own, which is absolutely amazing. And we just came off a summer camp season, camped almost as many kids as we did in 2019.
Oh, no kidding.
Which is absolutely incredible. We figured it'd be way down from the 2019 season. But almost the same number of kids. Again, it's that older group, 11 to 18-year-olds. But it's still just absolutely incredible ingenuity. Older programs, venturing, exploring, still keep going. Exploring program is a career-based program. So if you think of police cadets or fire cadets, they're usually an explorer post.
Mm-hmm.
We run in all different themes. But most of the exploring programs are run by paid staff. So volunteer staff, usually on the fire department side. But most of the other programs, you know, it's an employer who's running this career-based program to help get kids interested in their career. And so a lot of those came to a stop as well. So they're coming online. Starting with September, virtually everything is coming back. Kind of all new starts, a lot of new volunteers running the programs again. Because, you know, we've literally gone through two generations of kids.
Oh, yeah, right.
We moved up in these last 2 years. So a lot of new parents running groups, but we've got, I think, almost 200 sign-up nights just for groups getting started in the months of September and October.
And one of the things, I have to bring this up, feather in your cap, your daughter made Eagle Scout.
She did. She was one of those COVID Eagle Scouts. And actually, my youngest son did too. There was sort of a race.
A little competition. Huh?
Yeah. Girls could join Scouts, what used to be called Boy Scouts, now Scouts BSA, February of 2020. Girls could officially start. And and they were given, every kid who joined, even boys for that matter, who joined, were given at least a 2-year minimum window to finish towards Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, my daughter came in. She's 16. Her best friend, a whole group of girls, they all joined in. And her best friend, they started down the road. My youngest son had already been in Scouts for 3 years. He's like halfway to Eagle, first class. And at some point down the road, it dawned on him that I'm going to get passed by my sister if I don't get going. And so there was sort of this race to the end of the year. And my daughter got her, I think October of last year was officially the first girl could make it. There were several girls around the country, like on October 1, that had, who did it. My daughter was first for us, and her best friend was second, Bing Bing, in December. Of last last year.
No kidding.
And then my son, January, so he did get passed. But the but it's about the journey. It's not about the race. And that's what I keep reminding him. You know, it's about teaching leadership and the skills and engaging people to a project and both of them as well. But we had so many kids trying to do Eagle projects during COVID. And how do you do a project in the community that gives leadership to other people and find a project? And we had so many kids who started down a road of a project in COVID, only have it pulled out from underneath them and had to start over. And so we had a whole group of kids we had to work with, get them extensions and extra time so they could finish their projects. And I think we had 28 kids in total that we're able to do that with, which is kind of exciting.
I think that is a perfect example of what scouting can do is goal-oriented. You know, get your son, as he discussed it. How old is your son now?
He's 10.
He's 10, okay. Yeah. Is he talking about being the youngest Eagle Scout in Rochester?
He has not, he has not set his eyes on being the youngest Eagle Scout, no. But that is another benefit that we've received from being in Scouts is that my son is not naturally goal-oriented.
Okay.
And, you know, we've worked a lot on being able to finish projects that we start and things like that. And Scouts really aligns with that and kind of gives him a long timeline and mission and goal to do so. So now he'll start talking about, oh, next year I'm going to be Arrow of Light and I'm going to do this. I'm going to move on to this. So it's nice to give him an opportunity to look ahead. About being an Eagle Scout, but he doesn't necessarily...
But there are goals, kind of.
Yeah, absolutely.
What surprised you about scouting that he gravitated to that was you never imagined he would? Is there anything like that?
Yeah, so not too much surprises me with my son anymore. He's a very social person.
Uh-huh.
I guess what surprised me, pleasantly surprised me, was the... retention of some of the things that he learned in Scout, even virtually. A lot of the stuff that we did virtually during COVID, I thought, oh, this is just another Zoom meeting. You know, mm-hmm. everything that he's learning here is not going to stick. And then here we are 3 months later, and he's like, remember how I learned how to tie this knot? And remember how I had to give part of the presentation on how to treat a burn and love sharing that knowledge with other people? So that pleasantly surprised me.
Oh, that's cool. You mentioned numbers, Steve. And again, right now, this is the time of year when you're getting the most. How many scouts do we have currently in the Seneca waterways?
Yeah, so pre-COVID, we're about 7,000 kids in the program. We're about just under 5,000 as we started the fall of the year. So we figured that'll be probably back up to about that number by the time we get to Christmas.
Did you lose any troops?
We actually lost a lot. After-school programs didn't run at all during COVID, so all our whole after-school program came to a stop. And so that, as the school district finally in the city of Rochester hopefully brings that back online, we'll start that program back. But that part stopped. And we had a good number of Cub Scout packs that just...
The communities fizzled?
Yeah. Well, the program is there, or they just kind of stopped, and they're coming back online. So we did have a number of the younger programs that stopped. But thankfully, a lot of those parents are like, yeah, I want to get it going again.
Yeah.
And so... they're just pulling it right back together and let's get it started. Got to get some new leaders, obviously parents, because like I said, you know, two generations of kids have now aged out of the Cub Scouting program since COVID.
When do they flip from Cubs to Boy Scouts?
Fifth grade.
To Scouts?
So,
fifth grade?
Yeah,
oh, it's a grade?
Yeah. So in fifth grade, they'll do that. So, you know, obviously COVID for us hits in March. Got a group of kids that are just leaving Cub Scouts to go to Scouts, and then we went through a whole another year of that. So you have basically two grades of kids. The fourth and fifth graders at COVID time are all gone, as well as their parents for the most part. And it's usually those older parents that are running the program. So that little bit of a challenge on the Cub Scouting front is because you kind of lost that older group during COVID, that retention-based parent that, you know, can really kind of guide the program. This is what we've done traditionally. But it'll come back. It'll just be a little bit slow for some communities. But on the other hand, we still got 96 programs, Cub Scouting programs, that are still going strong. I think we've had two that started in the month of August, brand new groups that didn't even exist pre-COVID.
No, wow.
Yeah, so we had a brand new all-girl pack in Penfield that started. We had another pack in the city of Rochester.
Really? All girls, huh?
All girls, yeah. So Penfield has phenomenal scouting programs, and two of the packs wanted to stay all boys, so they started an all-girl Cub Scout pack for their Cub Scouting program, and so they're up and running and having a great time.
So the kids get to choose that kind of thing, or I mean, is it a problem?
When the family signs up, so the scouting programs are open to boys and girls all the way through, but they're not really co-ed until you get to the older two programs, exploring and venturing.
Right.
And so on the Cub Scouting level, the dens are by gender. So you'll have boy dens or girl dens. And for some of the groups, it's just easier because they have facility issues. You know, you got 80 kids in, let's say, a Cub Scouting program. You're in a cafeteria. We're already bursting at the seams. If we all of a sudden now blend it in for double our membership, we can't meet here. So for a lot of the groups, it's a logistical issue of, you know, where do we meet for pack meetings and activities if we added a lot more kids.
So I know fundraising is still a big focus this time of year as well. We've got the popcorn coming, right?
Absolutely. So popcorn arrived what first full weekend of September. With that, you'll see scouts out in front of, you know, Walmarts and Lowe's and many locations selling products on Saturdays. We added a new we partnered this year with our sister council, I guess you would call it, in Buffalo, but as well as the Buffalo Bills franchise. They have a Buffalo Bills tin that they're selling.
So that'll be a hot one.
Several people have asked about that. You want to get that. You've got to find a group of kids selling in front of a store. So it's only available kind of in those show and sell campaigns. Kids going door to door don't have them on the order forms. And it's only scouts from Buffalo or scouts from Rochester. So if you live in one of those communities that's sort of on the edge of the counties that would bring you into, let's say, Wyoming County or Livingston County, those scout groups probably don't have it either because they sell it with a different popcorn company. And like Syracuse side of the house, you're over in Cougar County. And if you're over there, they sell with a completely different company as well.
And in my notes, it says nuts, too.
Yeah, we partnered actually the year going into COVID with Whitley Peanut Company. And they have a whole flavor of peanut products. It was well received. It's been a great addition to the sale. It actually accounted for about 20% of our sale, I think, on the pre-COVID year. And then it's a huge chunk during the COVID year. So it gives a lot of variety for families, people that just don't like the popcorn product line. And it's all flavored. It's kind of gourmet stuff that you would get. So whether it be, you know, cinnamon covered or spicy flavored peanuts or, you know, different types of whether cashews or regular peanuts. It's been a great product line mix, and families have really seemed to enjoy it.
Kaylee, are you one of those moms that goes out and hits everybody up at work?
Yes.
We have one of those here.
I rely mostly on social media now for for my fundraising and all different things, scouts, hockey,
and all
everything
the aunts,
else.
Aunts and uncles and grandmas and grandpas and
Thankfully,
stuff.
Thankfully,
like
I have a good crew of friends and family that are usually willing to support time after time after time after time. So,
well, you know, it's,
until they tell me to stop, I'll keep bugging them.
Yeah, you know, we complain about it here at work, but you know, when we get the product, we're always happy about it.
Absolutely.
Know? So that's what it's all about. And speaking of fundraising, you were able to do the 21 stories, the rappelling off of Kodak.
Absolutely.
But it usually happens in May. So what's going to happen in 2022? Do we know now?
So our hope is to push it back to May. And we partner with a company called Over the Edge, which is out of Nova Scotia. We're actually, I think, the oldest running Boy Scout Council with them for running this program.
You guys, how many years have you been doing
this? This was year 12 for it.
12. And I know I've done it like four times. Yeah.
So I don't know that we've officially announced. We put in a tentative request to the company. And the challenge, I should say first, is that there's 184 nonprofits around North America that are doing these things in Canada and the United States. And so you sort of have first dibs to reserve your weekend or your dates for the following year. Well, because of COVID, when it first hit, we couldn't do it in May. There's just no way.
Yeah.
So we moved it to August, and we ran the event that first year of COVID. And then this year, we ran it again, both years in August. Well, we want to go back to that traditional May date. So now we got to verify we can get that. So we're tentatively targeting Friday the 13th for our 13th year.
That's the day I want to go over there.
There you go. But we'll see. I don't know if we can get it or not. Maybe we'll get it because nobody else is crazy enough to do it on that day. But
explain again to people that aren't familiar what it is.
Yeah, so it's an extreme descent rappelling event, and we give individuals the chance to rappel down outside of one of the buildings in Rochester. They'll go out, they'll get pledges for sponsors to raise money. We ask them to raise $1,200 to have the opportunity to rappel down outside the building. The money pretty much all goes to help support kids in our inner city, some of our rural areas who couldn't afford scouting. So it's registration and camperships and books and uniforms for kids that just couldn't afford to have the program otherwise. With that, and this we love this extreme rappelling event just because it really exemplifies what we do in
scouting. It really does, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the adrenaline rush, and it doesn't matter how comfortable you are with heights, there's an adrenaline rush when you're 309 feet in the air on top of that building kind of looking down.
Yeah, no, I've been there.
Yeah, and that adrenaline rush we get is no different than an 11-year-old summer camp on a 30-foot climbing wall.
And Kaylee says she wants to do it.
That's what I heard.
I would definitely be interested in doing that. I'm a bit of an adrenaline junkie myself.
Get your little pledge form. Start your own.
Yeah, and so we get to be 11-year-old kids again. Have a good time, raise money to support scouting. We did it almost as a one-year event. We thought it was going to be a PR stunt, and we've had so much fun with it. We just kept right on going.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, the second year, I think it was, my wife's boss, they did toss the boss, basically. They went around the office and raised the money so he would do it.
That's fantastic.
And he did it. He loved it.
And we've had several CEOs in Rochester who have been very good sports about their company tossing them over the edge, and they've all graciously done it. We've not had one back out. But some of them have not willingly wanted to do it, but we really appreciate their support.
All right. Well, time-wise, we're about done here, but how do people, if they're looking to get their child into scouting, what's the easiest way?
The absolute best thing to do is go to our website, which is beascout.org, beascout.org. Go there, you type in your zip code, and up is going to put a list of all, or even a map, of all the scout units in your area. And you can say, I have a son or a daughter, here's how old they are, if you're looking for scouts or scouts BSA program, even exploring programs. Punch in the zip code, and it'll tell you all the different units that are in your community.
Oh, no kidding.
And if you're in a larger community, and really almost any of the towns in Monroe County, you've got a lot of variety. And so you may find there's one at your church, there's one at your children's school, you may find there's a program that meets just down from the road from you, from a facility you weren't even familiar with. And so you can kind of find the scout group that's good for the night of the week, that works for you,
right?
And that works for your family as far as convenience and meeting times, and you can shop it around a little bit. So it's a great resource to find the group and find one that's active, that meets your schedule, and does kind of the fun programs you want to do.
And Kaylee, why should people have their children in scouting?
I mean, why not? It's great. It's a wonderful way for kids to get together, for them to learn things that they would not learn otherwise.
Treating a burn, you said. You said that.
Yeah,
you know?
He loves walking around and going, I could treat that for you.
No kidding.
Yeah. Or if I'm cooking and I'm like, ooh, I grabbed the pot too soon. I'm like, you want to run that under lukewarm water? Like, he'll tell me from the other room. There's just many different life skills. There's a great community, like I said. It really, I know I said this before, but it does take a village, whether you're a single parent or have two parents in the home, and why not sign up for the village?
Okay. All right. Kaylee Roderick, Scout Mom for PAC 152 in the city. Steve Hoyt, CEO of Seneca Waterways, Scouts of America. Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
The URL one more time.
Bascout.org.
Okay. All right. Sign up, and can't wait for the popcorn and nuts to come in.
Thank you.
Thanks.